Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But that chief just came out with this prophetic word, and it's a warning. And in it, it kind of lays the foundation of where we're going. You can see the whole word on the VFN torch. But just to summarize it, you know, this is what he says. He says, God was calling the body of Christ into a time of tremendous stretching and paradigm shifting to prepare the way for those who would be pioneers for new methods and activities. I mean, if you stay around a method that's been around for a while, it spiritually just smells musky. You know, everybody's starting to get, and you can tell God's doing it in the people's hearts because they're starting to ask the question like, I know I helped buy this wing on this thing, but you know, I don't mind leaving it. You can have the wing. You can pull my little nameplate thing down. Right. I want God. And he said, God is calling the body of Christ into a time of tremendous stretching and paradigm shifting to prepare the way for those who would be pioneers for new methods and activities. God's got new methods and activities to be able to bring the solid gospel, unchanging gospel, already laid out. And this particular prophetic dream that his daughter had that he got the interpretation of, we're trying to get it in before the program ends. It talked about a border, it talked about a floor, and it talked about a room, and it talked about how the floor represents the borders, which is wisdom, and the room represents the revelation. Of course, you got to have the floor, but you need the room itself too. And so often the church is building on wisdom, which is something you understand and you're walking out, and it's something that has happened, which is good. But revelation is something that is happening and that will happen. You're walking God is our ever present help in time of the trouble. And we talked to folks today and we asked the question, you know, what's God saying to you? And they're shocked. And then you tell them what God's saying to you and they're going like, no. And then you think, you know, my sheep know my voice, and you're supposed to hear. It's a normal thing to hear from the Lord. And we're not talking about an audible voice, but we talk about abiding with the Lord. We talk about over and over again at iabide.org. Begin to hear the voice of the Lord. Learn how to hear from him, because this is how things are going to happen. You're going to get a revelation. We need the wisdom, but the function in this new turn is going to come in the revelatory when God says, now, do this, do this, do this, do this. And we just have to respond. We have to obey instantly. Our Lord just laid something on me this morning, and John and I'll be meeting about it and talking about it, because when God says move, that's when the anointing's on that thing to be able to move what he wants you to do. But he talks about that's yesterday's revelation. Then he says revelation must be interpreted in the larger context of wisdom, so you don't leave wisdom to interpret that. And the heart posture for these type of things, we have to be willing to break out of the mold, he says. This is Dutch Sheets. And jump off the new cliffs into the deeper waters that he will release through us. Hmm. I mean, how many things have we jumped out of? You know what I'm saying? And he says, by following the Holy Spirit's promptings, nameless, faceless men and women have been used of God to deliver and transform entire people groups and nations. Get this whole word on the VFN torch, but I just want to encourage you that we're building for 1,000 years. It's time for us to come out of our caves. It's time for us to come out and say, you know, even if it is Jezebel trying to claim your head, Elijah, come on out of the cave and realize that we're called to deny our life. We're called to lay down our life. Sure. And we're called to be able to talk about how Jesus laid down his life, but he was raised again on the third day. That's what we're called to do. The good news of Jesus Christ, the power is in the cross. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, understand when you start moving forward, it just convicts everybody around you, because that means either you're crazy or they're in rebellion. Because when you start obeying what God says in his word, they have to begin to realize, I'm not either in the word or I've been trying to change what God's word says, but the reality is the fruit of my life, I'm not doing it. And they'll just do things like Peter did. They'll say, you know, don't go to Jerusalem. Don't go to the mission field. Don't plant a church. Don't hang out with that crew, you know, that hears God. You know, they'll say all these kind of things. You can't listen to them, because even Jesus said, after saying, you know, get behind me, Satan. So he called Peter Satan. I mean, imagine that, you know. Mm-hmm. And how many people in America today, if you had to just deal with something, you know, they would take 10 years of therapy just to be able to get past it and realize, no, God loves you. That was Satan to just use you right at that particular time. Mm-hmm. And so But he said, you almost tempted me not to do the Father's will. If Jesus can be tempted, if the Son of God, who is in communion continually with God himself, who knows God thoroughly inside and out, who loves God, willing to lay down his life, if he can be tempted by somebody who has this horizontal white picket fence viewpoint of earthly mindset, and he was thinking about the ministry, he was thinking about, you know, what he thought how things should be, and he just said something, it was just mean, but almost tempted Jesus to not do the Father's will and go to Jerusalem. Sometimes we got to go to Jerusalem. So you got to be careful. You can't sit around and take the counsel of the ungodly. And this is the ungodly. I got to tell you what the ungodly is. People that are not walking with God, people who are not abiding with God. It's not that they're mean, they're hateful, or you're thinking bad about them or anything like that. It's just the fact is, if they speak to you right now because they don't talk to God and they're not in his word, the things you're going to hear is going to be ungodly. It's not going to be of God. Mm-hmm. It may be religious, but it's not of God. It may be wisdom, but it's not revelatory now words that's coming from God at that particular point, as Dutch Sheets said. So what really helps is hanging around people, like-minded people. How can two walk together unless they agree? And people that are hearing from God saying, you know, I want to do something significant for God. I'm ready to get in this thing. I'm ready to do what God asked me to do. I'm ready to go make disciples of the nation and to be used to build and establish and call down the kingdom of God in the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll